Swarms of pink locusts swept through the dusty capital city of Egypt today. The beady-eyed insects swooped into trees, bumped into pedestrians, and aggravated the airlines for hours. The swarms are thought to be Africa's biggest in more than 10 years. They've already eaten their way through millions of crops in West Africa. Joining us with an update on the locusts is Dan Murphy, the Middle East correspondent for the Christian Science Monitor. He's with us by his phone from his office in Cairo, where his windows are now tightly shut. Good to have you on the program.
Oh, nice to be here.
So have you seen any locusts today?
Yeah, unfortunately, I keep looking out the window in vain to see sort of a snowfall of them, but they didn't hit my neighborhood. I've seen wonderful pictures and stuff on TV with them basically almost, you know, obscuring the pyramids, but they're sort of moving through in waves. So, you know, we may get some in my neighborhood later or we may not.
We think of locusts as, you know, the grand exemplar of the agrarian plague. What are they doing in Cairo?
Yeah, well, they were here before. They were the eighth of the 10 biblical plagues that were sent to get Pharaoh to let the Israelites go. You know, I think, you know, number 9 was blocking out the sun, and number 10 was killing his children. So it's pretty serious. But what's happening is there's been very, very good rainfall in the southern Sahara for the past couple of years that has enabled this normally solitary locust to have fantastic breeding seasons. And as a consequence, we have these plagues of them all across North Africa now and on the Mediterranean coast, you know, that go on for kilometers and have number in the tens of millions. And as you said, consume vast amounts of agricultural material.
Well, the agriculture is a key to the Egyptian economy. Are people worried?
Apparently, we're not supposed to be worried. What they're telling us here is that the desert locust doesn't feed when it gets below about 85 degrees Fahrenheit. And right now, it's probably about 70, 75 degrees Fahrenheit. They've been brought north on the wind. The winds prevail in the north in the wintertime, and a lot of these folks will either die or hopefully, from the locust perspective, the winds will shift and take them back further south. Now, in the southern parts of Egypt, obviously, they could feed where it is much warmer, and that's something they're very worried about. But Egyptian officials seem convinced that they're not going to stay here for very long.
And they don't cause any particular problem in the city.
They haven't. I mean, they've scared people, and they've splatted on windshields, and, you know, people have stepped on them and fallen over and so forth. They're up to about 3 inches long. But we haven't had too many problems with the air traffic or anything like that so far.
Yeah, we had 17-year cicadas in Washington, D.C. earlier this year, and they have red eyes, but they're not pink like these desert locusts.
Yeah, these, you know, if you haven't seen the juvenile ones are pink, and then they become sort of yellow and black. And what's interesting about them is when they're living in the desert and they're solitary, they're green, and they're kind of almost like a happy-looking little grasshopper. But then in boom years, they begin to congregate in a swarm, and they change into a completely different animal, you know, angry yellow and black, pink as they mature, a little bit leaner and meaner. And, you know, just to look at them, they are a little bit frightening. They're not as nice-looking as our cicadas.
Is there anything for people to do with them? I mean, does anybody eat them, for example?
They're eaten all throughout North Africa. Sometimes they're sort of pickled and eaten in a brine. Other people roast them. They're a very good source of protein. I've never eaten one myself. As for pest control, they're doing aerial spraying into the major swarms, again, which have 30, 40, 50 million members, with pesticides. But that's sort of a Band-Aid approach.
Mm-hmm. So there's really no way to prepare for this visitation?
Well, there is a way to prepare. You know, a year ago, the UN was warning that there was going to be this big problem because they knew the conditions were right for it, and they probably needed about 10 million, they felt, to get them while they were still on the ground in the southern Sahara, but nobody acted. People's attentions were elsewhere, and now the UN's asking for 100 million to contain this problem and are worried at hundreds of millions of dollars more worth of crop damage.
Dan Murphy, thanks very much for being with us, and keep those windows closed, will you?
I'll do that. Thank you.
Dan Murphy is the Middle East correspondent for the Christian Science Monitor. He was kind enough to join us by phone from his office in Cairo, where his neighborhood is as yet spared from the swarm of locusts. In Washington, D.C., I'm Neil Conan, NPR News.